This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Sing along if you know it.
Is it Ann Murray?
It is Ann Murray, by God. National Canadian Treasure.
National Canadian Treasure makes no sense.
Really doesn't. We're all North America.
No, we're not. I mean, if we...
I'm going to go to sleep if you...
We can't buy Canada and tell Mexico we're not interested.
That is true. You ready?
I don't know this song.
Another woman in love. Kid out of school. Fire out of control. Just another fool. Touch me and I'm weak. I'm a feather in the wind. You touching me again.
With you I'm just another woman. Another woman in love.
12 in a row, folks.
In my life.
This
never
is
heard
so
if that don't horn you up, I don't know what does.
Me,
I didn't even play Snowbird.
If I should stare and tremble like a kid. A child, sorry. All right, suck it.
Sometimes, look, you just forget one.
Oh, what's that other? She did another song that was very depressing because it was when I was getting taken to when I got taken to daycare for the first time, because I was used to being taken care of by like grandma and family and stuff, and that song was playing on the radio. Do you talk about association with songs?
Is it "Could I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life to Be Your Partner"? It would be.
It was
so right.
From Urban Cowboy.
Oh, that might have been it.
Oh Lord, I hear that song and it takes me back to having to go to. I believe it was called the ABC Learning Center. It was across the street from the big screen movie theater. It was over in what is now known as Barria.
Shout out Little Chicago.
Little Chicago.
Serious question, if I may. Is she into men?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. I didn't know.
A lot of men.
Oh, okay. Nice.
She get whatever she wanted.
I didn't know that.
She's a national treasure, you said?
Well, of
national
Canada.
Canadian treasure.
Okay.
Ann Murray.
Nice. Good to know.
His, her brother Eddie played Major League Baseball. A lot of people know that.
For you to sit on my chance.
Not related to Bill Murray.
Nope. No, people think
no
so.
Bill?
Eddie, like you just said.
Yeah, that's her brother.
Cousin Bill.
They have similar sideburns. So listen, you know, I kind of made a little bit of joke about this, but this is, in my mind, not some kind of little thing. It's like, ha, 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 that's funny. What else? It's, it sounds like a Mark Hendricks meeting. It's weird.
What else you got?
Paige will get here for, and again, I say this with love and like fun, just like fun things. But within like 5 minutes of you being here, I know everything what you did the previous day and what you have to do that day. And that's good to keep you on your toes and you don't have to like repeat things like, I'm so busy today. And I'm like, I know you got to do that and that and that and that.
I mean, normally I'm disheveled lately and I get it.
I need to be reshoveled. Before she even lays her four bags down, Paige is often like she's going on a four-day weekend trip somewhere when she comes to work.
I overpack.
Or she just came from an African safari.
She got a go bag.
She put a picture on Instagram the other day. Even her cutting board is cheetah print.
Oh.
It's like she's about to go into witness protection at any minute.
Or you're literally going on a hunt. Don't shoot giraffes, Paige.
No. I love them.
They're not predators.
I love that.
So before she even lays down all her bags, she puts her phone up like as she does. And I'm guilty of it, too. When you see something on your phone, you want everybody else in the room to see it. And you hold it up. You don't even hold it up straight. I don't either. You just do this thing like that.
Yeah, look at it. Look at that.
You're like when it's an older woman at the grocery store and she's got it on speaker and she's holding it by her face on speaker while she's... it annoys the piss out of me. I want to say, like, get you an ear pod or just take it off speaker and put it up the ear. Your hand's there anyway.
I'm going to start RKOing the bitches.
I'm going to start like making allegations, like making like sex noises in the background.
Sex noises.
Anyway, Forrest gets out of hand. The picture is, I did it real quick because I my old thing is, hey, if that sounds interesting to me, don't talk about it anymore. Save it for the air. She shows me what looks to be a couch with... what looks to be, I'm going to tell you, it looked like a crime picture. It looked like some kind of crime picture.
Dang.
And I was like, oh my God, what is, I thought some heinous crime blew it down.
What's his name? Paige got a boyfriend.
And she's like, look at this. I'm like, God, why would they put that? No, that's from my house. That's from my, and then pick it up there, Paige. Listen to the, no. Yeah, oh yeah, yes. But
that's how you know it was good. Well, she's got pictures.
And on the floor.
I don't want to. I do want to bring that one back up. Bring that one back up and show that one to Fat Boy. Look at that rug. Is that a real zebra?
No.
What is up with that?
I know. Ooh-wee.
You're one of those weird people who are like, you're for animal rights, but as long as it's not real animal skin and it just looks like it, perpetuating that it is. Like, you're one of those people who's like, I'll never pay $1,000 for a Louis bag, but you'll carry a fake $100 one.
It is her big juxtaposition in life.
What, animal print?
She loves animals so much, but she loves the print, too.
But she would never use their real fur.
No.
Vegan fur. She's got crotchless leopard
print. What if your neighbors
underwear?
Think you're really in there shooting wild animals and making carpet out of them and stuff?
I think
stuff.
They think I'm growing marijuana. Oh. Because of the grow lights. For the lemon tree all winter long.
Oh, I thought because you sound like you're high all the time.
Could
even
be.
The guy
Either
who
way.
Offered you straight up to service you orally thinks you might be growing marijuana.
Really? Not even a, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, nice to meet you. It's like, you're a blankie.
I haven't seen that person in a long time, and that kind of startled me.
He's like, Paige, I've been practicing. I've been away.
Why? You said no. I mean, I wouldn't bother you no more.
No, because he says I've always wanted to service you, and I was like.
He said it.
She was not at a gas station, by the way.
I was, I had the little dog, the Chihuahua, in my hand, and I thought...
Maybe he was not talking to you.
When he approached me,
he's talking.
I thought he was going to steal my dog.
Yeah.
And then he said, I always wanted to have sex with you.
But that's not what he said.
Yeah. The vulgar thing.
Said he wanted to consume something.
He was
excuse
hungry.
Me.
So these photos.
But my longtime boyfriend is in the house, Mr. Nobody. And, well, I made up. Yeah, I said my boyfriend's in there, and I don't think he'd appreciate that.
He's a big dude.
He's a huge man.
Paige has a cardboard cutout of Michael Jordan standing by the window.
I do.
Like in Home Alone?
Like Home Alone.
Oh, look, he's standing there. He's got the basketball. He wants to play. See his silhouette there?
Why is he rocking back and forth?
And then she starts to play. If you don't get out of here, pal, I'm going to light you up.
Yeah, you know what happened next? He stuck his head through a doggy door, and then she shot him with a BB gun.
Hey.
I'm going to give you to the count of three.
Paige!
I'm
going
to pump you full of lead.
Where's Paige?
Oh, my God.
She was smooching with his brother.
Oh. I saw you smooching with his brother.
You were smooching with my brother.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so
the photo.
Yeah, and this is on the softest. This is so soft. It's so amazing.
Do this for, like, but remember now, I see it. But no one else listening right now can.
It's a throw. For a throw.
Picture it. It's three of us in a room with hundreds of thousands of blind people, Paige.
Okay, so.
So we don't want to make, we want to make them feel.
When I walked in my house and put down all my various luggage.
Right.
There's a lot.
I could not believe what I saw. First, I looked on this fur throw, and it seemed like there was this.
What kind of fur?
It's faux. Faux.
Faux fur?
Faux fur.
But what kind of faux fur?
Just like, maybe like a white faux fur.
Like a polar bear?
Like a faux throw?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's like a blanket. It's very soft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you lay on it naked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could.
You do some boudoir photos.
Nice.
Oh,
God.
Boudoir?
So
boudoir.
Boudoir.
What I saw was this. It
boudoir.
Looked like it was probably about the size of a hamburger, a big blood stain.
Oh.
And then I
we talk about like a double Whopper size or like an old
yeah,
Sunny
like
Burger
size?
Yeah,
like a big burger size. And then I looked
like a slider.
And then across the room.
So we're talking like 8.5 inches across in diameter.
By my table, over by my sofa, because this throw was on my chair. I looked across the sofa on the floor, and there's another blood stain, probably about the size of like a cookie.
What is with the food association? I guess because you're trying to visualize it for everyone.
Yeah. Are we talking like a Spunkmeyer cookie, like a little one, or are we talking about like a Miss Fields, like a big one?
You're talking about like a birthday like one from the cookie like company.
Yeah, like a regular chocolate chip cookie. That
like a snickerdoodle?
Get, that you get in a package.
Right. Like a Lorna Doone?
Like a chocolate chipwich.
Yeah, kind of
okay.
Like that.
A pecan sandy.
Thanks yeah. A lot, patron diabetic. Go ahead.
Sorry. But I couldn't find... I looked over on all my animals, excuse me, my two dogs, and I couldn't find the source of the blood, so I never knew where it came from. I looked all over the house. There's no person there. The door,
hello.
Back door was locked, and I don't know where it came from.
Are you in here?
Is anyone there?
Neither one of them are in heat.
I'm too busy to be playing hide and seek, so if you're here...
Are you banning? Also, there is a heat situation. There could be, like, they're not fixed.
Yeah, but it's not that time.
Yeah, but what kind of... You have a Pekingese?
I have a boxer and I have a Chihuahua.
Oh.
I got a Pekingese and a dirty knees and a look at these.
You have a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
So,
Neither one of them are in heat. I couldn't find anything.
I don't
know where it came from.
And the
from.
Chihuahua's name's Cosmo? Is that right?
Chihuahua's name is Annie.
Annie.
The boxer's Eva.
Kazi Poo.
Isn't that bizarre? And I thought, well, maybe
she'd be Anna because she's a Chihuahua.
I call her Annie because she's little.
Oh, that's because she was an orphan. You rescued her.
Well, that's true.
She's got red hair. She's bald.
Yeah. So I never knew if there was something that ran in through the dog door. And
how do you not like? How do you leave your home today?
It's a big mystery.
With And I mean,
well, how, what
that
am I
one
supposed to
again.
Do?
I'm looking at, I don't know. Call the law. Like that looked like a murder scene. I mean, that one you said hamburger. I would venture to say more in the size of like a original chicken sandwich from Burger King, if you can envision
it's
that.
Big.
Are we talking about with bacon and the Swiss cheese?
No, I just meant more in length, not girth.
You
so
rule
that way. Thanks.
Is it possible you shaved the back of your knee, maybe, and then, like, you started bleeding a little bit?
No, do the dogs
nothing
fight?
On me.
I love it. You don't shave your legs.
Well, they do, but not like that. I mean, you would find marks on the dogs if they fought.
Exactly. Like
none in their mouth, none in their bodies, none in their paws. It's bizarre.
Are you part of a fight club and you're not supposed to tell us about it?
Oh, well, that could be
it. Can you imagine?
Are you sure that guy didn't
no
come over?
I have no fingernails, and I have, like, this little tiny ring. I don't have tulip rings.
You sure that guy didn't ask you a second time and you said, sure, come on in and just blacked out and forgot?
I stabbed him. God. No, I did not. God. I don't know how this happened.
Is it ketchup?
No, I don't eat ketchup.
I don't either.
Did you smell it?
You know,
welcome to R Word Detective.
I did. I did smell it to see if it was
and
something like... I don't know.
Like maybe some kind
lipstick
of...
Lipstick or something? I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
Some thick-ass lipstick.
No, I didn't know. I'm like, what is
it
this?
It looks like cocktail sauce.
Where did this come from?
And it's browning as it, like the oxidation or
it
the
didn't
oxygen.
Smell like... Because I do eat hot sauce from Taco Bell.
Oh.
I like that.
I thought you were saying you drink
lower,
blood because you're a vampire.
This has been Law and Order, Nails Brother Unit.
So I don't know where it came from.
Did you smell it?
Oddly enough, it makes me want to go to Home Depot when I hear that.
Similar, isn't it?
Kind of. Wood.
Paige, I would contact some authority.
But like, if they can't do anything about it,
I mean, I don't have a source for where it came from, and I didn't kill anybody.
Oh, are you afraid now that you might have done something and you want to out yourself?
I wasn't home. How could I out myself?
Great alibi. She's making an alibi on the radio
I have a solid alibi.
Nobody's got a key to your place? Is it possible your brother spilled some chili in
there? Do you have any rocks outside that look fake that you had a rock under?
No.
And then under that's your key?
The only person, three people have keys, and I know that they haven't been there.
Oh, we got three suspects, though.
Yeah, we do.
You right. Fourth.
We're going to call them next hour.
Okay.
All three suspects.
We're gonna figure this out.
I think it's something animal related that maybe.
Oh, okay. Animal.
So your animal has a key?
They have a dog door.
Oh, we're talking about
that to me is like
that you
don't
do not
worry
lock.
About a squirrel or even like a freaking opossum,
raccoon,
running
snake
in there,
midget.
I don't know.
A little tiny person.
I looked in the patio. There was nothing there.
The Asian from Ocean's 11 that could fit in a suitcase.
I don't know.
He's just
fucking come in there and ransack the place. All right.
No kitty cats. Nothing. I thought, well, maybe Lulu came back and got in a fight, but
remind everyone who Lulu is.
Lulu was my cat that disappeared when I was in Charleston.
That's right.
So the only thing that makes sense is something came through the door, bled a little bit, and left.
Mm-hmm.
I would lock that sucker.
Maybe your neighbor ate your cat.
This ain't Ohio. Well, it could have happened.
I wouldn't know. I was doing a reset. Reset for the other
thing. Finally, somebody agrees.
Remember the guy who said that he wanted to do that for her? And then she said no. And then maybe he took it literally and ate your cat.
Oh, my God.
I knew it was going to spread.
You're awful for saying that.
I'm awful.
Folks, join us, would you? If you've not left us yet.
So sad.
Go to YouTube and go to @TheRiseGuys. YouTube.com/TheRiseGuys or ever how you look it up. I don't know. I never search by channel on YouTube, so I don't know. Enlighten me on that. The Rise Guys. We will be live streaming that, and then later on you'll see it on our social media. A brand new Facebook fussing.
This is The Rise Guys.
I love The Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, The Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This guy's morning show.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, a reminder, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. And we are live streaming this video on YouTube at the RiseGuys. Please like, subscribe, and follow.
You better.
Smash it.
Smash it.
Coach Johnson.
All that stuff.
Timothy and Josh and many others.
And if you can't watch it live or you're not a YouTuber person, it will be on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, X, at the Rise Guys, around lunchtime.
X.
X marks the spot, baby.
Oh, that's where you click, baby.
All right.
It's videos.
Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Alex B. Beaton is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Ben Dunn Humpin' is Matt Man. Playing the role of Jilly Roll is Paige. And playing the role of Mary Breath is Fat Boy. And action.
Just got back from the damn parking lot carnival. It was hot as a cold morning piss. But the kids loved it, so whatever. I ain't going back, though.
Dude, taking your kids to the damn parking lot carnival doesn't make you daddy of the year.
Hey, if I want an opinion from somebody who ain't got kids, I'll call you. But since I didn't, you could piss off.
I cannot believe that my dumb bay sister lets you even see them kids. I mean, like, how about you pay for them if you won't see them?
Your dumbass sister didn't mind me making them damn kids, so she ought not mind me seeing them damn kids.
Yeah, that's the only damn thing you know how to do. I'll tell you that. I mean, you lay there. You lay there like you till you out of glue, basically.
I remember why I never liked you. You won't mind your own damn business, and you don't learn when to shut the blank up. Keep on it, though. I'll settle it real soon.
Wow. You could take them to some busted-ass parking lot carnival, but can't manage to send child support on time. Real nice.
Seriously, Jilly Roll. I'm trying to spend time with my kids. Don't bust in on me. Besides, you know that gets taken out of my damn check anyway.
Showing up. I'm air quoting that. Dude dropping by the house because you in the area. I'm air quoting that too. And you got to, I don't know, quote, take a dump. Yeah. That don't count. That don't count as quality time with your children, okay? Hell, they ain't even there half the time when you drop by and stop in. They in school.
Amen. I'm going to need you to say it louder for the deadbeat in the back. Also, that Ferris wheel is like it's held together with duct tape and prayers. Oh, wow. Cue the bitch, best friend in the conversation. Excuse me? You damn heard me, Mary Breath. If I wanted to hear a blank hole talk ass, I'd turn my head and fart. Till then, see your ass the hell out of this conversation.
Why the hell you taking my kids to a damn busted parking lot carnival anyway?
They love the parking lot carnival, you evil bitch. You know why? because you ain't there making them go to bed so you can suck face with your short ass boyfriend. Yeah, I heard all about his ass.
What I do is my business, not yours.
All I know is I'm out here working my damn ass off 50 hours a week. And maybe if you wasn't such a bitch and taking half my damn check, maybe I could afford to take it to Dollywood. But I don't guess that's going to damn happen anytime soon.
Oh, so food, clothes, and rent for your children are just expenses now? You didn't even bring Mia her inhaler last time. She wheezed through our entire Chuck E. Cheese trip and didn't have a backup.
Man fed her pepperoni pizza, italicized. She's allergic to everything but air, basically. This dude is a walking food allergy.
It was one damn mistake, and besides, she ain't allergic to nothing. Quit putting that in her head. You, on the other hand, allergic to hard work, if you ask me. Well, I'd call you deadbeat, but that would be too much of a compliment. How about call me when you're dead, and I'll dance to a beat, you damn bitty. Go on out of here. Go pet on them essential oils somewhere else. It's multi-level marketing, and I make more in a month than you do building houses the wrong damn way. See, now you're being a bitch talking on my work. The dude wanted the damn house sideways. You just drove by it looking at it weird, not knowing what the hell is going on like usual.
Can't believe I have kids with this man. Should have just bought a vibrator.
Oh, a vibrator.
Oh, come on. A vibrator? I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't scroll down. Don't insult a dildo like that.
Cool. Next time, I'll just drop the kids off and leave. Clearly, that's all I'm good for, being an ATM. Hey, speaking of ATM, ask your sister how she feels about that, Benny, my boy.
Man, there's some things that I don't want to ever know about my sister.
End scene.
Damn it. Hell. I'm sitting there like, all right.
Hell,
go ahead. And then y'all are also looking at me, and I'm like, oh, I should scroll.
Little vibrator got
yeah,
you.
That was a screw up on my part. I apologize. It happens once in a blue moon. Scene number two. We going to go scene two?
We going to go scene two.
Scene two. Playing the live streaming YouTube at the Rise Guys. Scene two. Playing the role of Isabel Rangan. Matt Mann. Playing the role of Peter Schmall. His fat boy. Playing the role of Shenandoah. Is Matt Mann. Playing the role of Erica Gosling. Is Paige. Playing the role of Donnie Rangan is Matt Mann. Playing the role of Mercedes Santana is Fatboy. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige.
Yay.
And action, biggest cast ever.
Isabel Rangan posted a photo of son Donnie she took this morning. He's holding a birthday cake, clearly not into it, with the caption,
"Happy 17th birthday to the love of my life, my baby boy Donnie." Blue heart emoji. I can't believe that little boy he used to pee in my lap when he laughed too much is now a grown-ass man. Crying laughing emoji. I'm so proud of that young stud muffin that you have become. Your voice is deeper than your daddy's ever was. R.I.P. Jim, you're still dead. Tombstone emoji. Love you forever. Even when you're too cool to cuddle with your mom in bed during thunderstorms like you did last year. Hashtag my little man. Hashtag still my baby. Hashtag Donnie turned 17. Hashtag don't forget mama's boobs fed you.
Oh, God. Happy birthday, Donnie. You're a good kid. Despite that post, hashtag awkward.
Excuse me, Peter Schmall. What the hell is awkward about me loving my son?
Nothing awkward about loving your kid. The awkward part was everything after lap. So, I mean, also, are you typing sideways again, or are you back on the sauce?
I'm sorry, what? Look, I top how I top. I'm an emotional top-topper. And no, I'm not drinking, okay, Peter Schmall, but thank you for being a little biatch like always.
I mean, I can literally hear you slurring through the keystrokes.
You full of crap.
You sound like a wine bottle with Wi-Fi.
That's good stuff. Well, I just want to say happy birthday, Donnie. I remember babysitting him when he was a little toe-headed cutie pie. I can't believe he's 17 already.
Thanks, Shenandoah. Yeah. He's a senior this year.
Hell, M.A.O. Does Donnie have his green card? Because Ice might come grab him now that he's officially a senior. Cowboy hat emoji. Mexican flag emoji.
Okay, hold up. Nobody's coming for my son, okay? And I don't care who likes it. I really don't. I don't think that we need to be paying for them to live here for free. I mean, this is America, and I'm whispering on Facebook, but speak English or get out. I said what I said. Statue of Liberty emoji.
Happy birthday, Donnie, and congrats on your upcoming graduation. Let's celebrate him today. Birthday cake and congratulation cap emojis.
Tags Erica Gosling. Oh, shut up, Eazy-E. Eye roll emoji. Still trying to act like you're better than everybody else just because you had a glow up since the football team gave you that nickname back in 04. Hashtag Eazy-E. Hashtag easy like sun mourns.
Isabel Rangan, why are you coming at me like this?
Because she's day drinking. Shocker. This is classic 2 p.m. Isabel.
She's not drinking, Peter Schmall. She's been clean for years. Right, Isabel?
Notice she's not answering. Bet she ran to the liquor store and not for tequila. Clearly, she's not a fan of Mexico.
Sorry. I had to go get some rear-end relief, a.k.a. release the chocolate hostages from the solitary confinement like a normal person. Excuse me. I don't sit around on my phone 24-7 like some of you do there, you screen-addicted losers. And Eazy-E, Erica, you just mad because I have opinions. And she used to be married to a Spaniard named Carlos. And yes, I have a shot every once in an hour. And I'll tell you this. Yeah, a minute ago I did throw up. But that was more about them eggs than the booze was. Thanks.
I knew it. My sister drives Uber and drove your drunk ass home from Guac to the Future Bar and Grill last weekend. Which, by the way, is a Mexican place owned by Mexicans. Lion crap and emojis.
Now you listen to me and you listen to me good. I don't hate nobody. I do love me some kill ya. I really do. But I just don't agree with us paying for them to live here and them not speak English. I mean, my whole family agrees. We don't hang out with folks who habla Espanol, period. Thanks for the birthday wishes, everybody. Who would have thought me turning 17? And Mom, if you could turn off the comments or maybe delete the post entirely, if you could. What? Why? This is a love and tribute to my sweet little womb blessing. Mom, because I don't agree with your political views, and that last part was, like, seriously wrong.
Well, happy birthday, Donnie. Heart emoji. And Isabel, you sound like every Facebook ain't Karen I've blocked since middle school. I'm a proud Mexican-American. My dad's white. My mom's from Guadalajara. We pay taxes. We speak three languages, and I bet we'd still beat your entire family at trivia night. U.S. flag, Mexican flag, wedding ring emoji.
Okay, now just who in the hell are you? That's my girlfriend, Mom.
Hey, future mother-in-law, kissy emoji. Don't worry. I brought Donnie some Tums for all the secondhand cringe.
This made my day. Happy birthday, Donnie.
Insane.
You said release the chocolate hostage.
From solitary confinement. Never heard that one before.
I said lion craft and emoji. I don't know what that is, actually.
Well, that was a misspelling. Because that one says laughing cring emoji. Like, what's a cring? I'll tell you this. The way you rolled your R's. And I don't mean that. Don't read into that. I mean that like with his tongue. Not pushing people down a hill. The way you rolled your R's on Guadalajara, it made my heart flutter. Do it again.
You can tell you did more than high school Spanish.
Guadalajara!
I feel it in my tailbone.
Oh, he's an international boy.
That's where the chiropractor gets you.
Mercedes, MERSAYDEES.
Oh, mercy.
Mercedes. And I'll remind you of this, Paige, mm-hmm. Fat boy. Mm-hmm. What you just heard was real. It was a real Facebook argument. Screenshot by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Well, I have good news. Having this makes you as happy as earning an extra $90,000 a year.
Orgasm.
Oh, that's a good answer.
But that's not true, though, I can tell you.
I was going to say large genitalia.
Oh, that's even better.
That was the same.
Do they make more? I mean, do I make more than...
Anybody else here? I don't know.
Probably.
No.
You have a penis, so, and you're, you know.
As it you turns say, into women's suffrage, and you're making a joke about me, and it turns into, no, oh, we're saying. Yeah.
I do like the fact that men might make more money.
Well, that's just what as you a whole. Say.
Well, we have 20% more problems.
And the bitch ain't one.
Hit me.
Hit you.
Okay. Actually, don't. I just invited that. I just gave her permission to hit me. Hit me.
Gonna get you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, any other guesses besides?
It feels like making an extra 90 grand a year. I'm going to go out on a line and say making an extra $90,000 a year.
Mm. I'm going to say sleeping good, Steve.
Yeah, I
agree. The answer making $200,000 a year now feels like you're making $90,000 a year.
Okay, so.
Because of inflation and whatnot.
Researchers in England, they looked at how much happier we are when we have a pet. And they managed to pull a dollar figure on it. And they say having a dog or cat makes you as happy as you'd be earning an extra $90,000 a year.
Girl, you'd be earning.
You'd be earning.
I can tell you this, I should feel like a billionaire right now.
I was going to ask if you thought about, in your current situation, maybe acquiring an animal.
You played dumb. I told you this morning I was going today.
Nah, that don't count, though.
What do you mean it don't count?
I mean, like, for
three
you.
Three damn goats?
Not for the farm.
Oh, for the... So the going back and forth, that would not be fair to... What? Plus, I'm not at home enough to for that to work out for...
What about sheep? Because little lambs are so cute.
I'm a wolf. I'm not a sheep. Actually, no. Is it a lion? What is it? What's the one that got in trouble? They were... Their mission statement was, we are not sheep or lions or whatever.
What was in sheep's clothing?
No, that was a wolf. A wolf. I can't remember. Anyways, one of those things, one of those little men's club things. I think they got in trouble for something. I'm not going to speculate because now people will sue you for just guessing.
Also, Fat Boy, here's another little addendum into the story. The study authors also say being married ups your happiness an extra $90,000 a year.
Dang.
Stay married.
Being divorced will save you an extra. Nah, maybe not.
Being divorced might be.
God, you've been married for 20 plus years, so.
Yeah,
you.
It's all communal at this point.
You haven't heard this lifestyle now that you would have to maintain for her.
You really would. Isn't that weird how that works out?
I mean, yeah.
Judges are the most chivalrous people when it comes to a courtroom.
Yeah.
They love the women.
It's.
Well, they should.
Do you hear this? This reverse sexism that she's doing now. I thought you loved that reverse sexism.
I was so taken aback.
Like, only men can be sexist, but women do it as reverse sexism. Like, no, it's sexism either way. It's like racism.
No, let me finish this.
It's reverse racism. What are you doing, man? You're talking about white people? That's reverse racism, man.
If you have primary custody of the children, therefore he should keep the living that their children are accustomed.
So it's about the children.
Yes.
Everybody, generally. When I was growing up, always wanted a detailed account of where the child support was going. That was a big argument.
It's part of my life too. I can talk about this, damn it. Is when you get a divorce, you're like you just said, just cutting a check and just giving to them with no like, well, what was this for or whatever. So the deal that me and my baby mama worked out is like, I made the house payment.
Man,
and
that's a pretty good deal.
Then I always knew, like, and for my peace of mind, like, that's where it was going. Yeah. And it's for my own peace of mind. That's all it was for. Not
you were making it. You were making the payment straight up.
Yeah. So that way it wasn't like, but she, again, you know, she didn't. I mean, it's been, 15 years now, so we're fine now.
You could have decided if somebody wanted to be homeless or not.
No.
You know, some people would use it as leverage.
Oh, yeah.
People of a lesser class.
You know, I may sound like that, but in real life, I'm not. It's just a character I play on the radio.
Okay.
Come on, man. Please, don't paint me in that way. Like, I am.
Doesn't this stuff usually go through the courts?
Yeah, but if you do that, then you got to pay
the
ad litem thousands of dollars. And then finally, both of you say, do you want to just go to lunch and figure this out? And that's exactly what
I've heard. Some of the ad litems aren't very nice.
Well, it's just like
on the bad side of them. It's not a
grand scheme of things. Look at it this way. Doctors down deep, the high level doctors, the big timers, they don't want a cure to cancer. Why? Because they wouldn't have a practice anymore. Like, down deep in their heart, they don't. A guardian ad litem likely wants that to go back and forth as long as it will, so you have to keep throwing retainer money at them.
So is that like a notary public? You just find one and just kind of use it?
It's this dumb thing where, like, you know, separation of church and state, blah, 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 but then the government gets involved when you get a divorce, and then this person of maybe have a degree in child psychology or what have you, but still, they're making the decision now. They ain't no lawyer, no judge.
But we ain't doing this.
That's bull stud. I made it for TV. It's
we ain't letting stud. You decide.
I know.
What happens to me, youngin'?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Imagine being I thought about this the other day. Imagine being a judge in all these high-level Hollywood cases where the people are legit actors. Like, imagine Johnny Depp. Right, he's won Oscars, right? Oscar, maybe one. And he's given the performance of a lifetime. How do you know this is not method acting?
You could tell he was, too, in certain parts of it.
Absolutely, you could.
He's good.
But the judge, he's wise. He recognizes it, right? Or was that all just a Netflix documentary we told was a court thing and we all got worked?
I watched it.
You ever thought about that?
When I was home, I definitely watched it.
I watched it just to hear them say Dookie and turds.
Just what did we talk about?
It was great.
His daily dinner bill when they would go back to the hotel and all the wine and steak they would eat.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about Paul Bettany doing cocaine with him and Marilyn Manson. Boy.
That's why he dresses like a pirate. He acts like one. I really think so.
When he said he gave Marilyn Manson pills so he'd shut up, everybody was laughing.
I know.
It's the stuff you hear about people you never would hear.
Mm-hmm. Well.
It's the ultimate gossip.
It is. It is. And that's why we love it.
It's just entertaining, man.
Yeah.
People love to snoop into other people's lives.
They Sorry, do. I can't tell if I have to.
Are you okay?
I think I feel like I'm about to sneeze, but I'd like not to be too personal. But if I do right now, I don't know that I could Kegel enough to not soil my britches.
Dude, if they still have Freedom Weekend, my bladder could be bigger than any hot air balloon.
I feel like it right now. Like I don't even want to like.
Oh my really, gosh!
I should like quit talking because okay. like, don't say anything funny at all, please.
I'm paging those U.S. guys' headlines. All right,
thank you. We're going to take a break. The All Advice Hour kicks off next. 1-800, anything you need advice on, anything, everything, 1-800-774-0093. I'm going to say this from across the room.
1-800-774-0093.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.